周晚上我们一起聚会，学习圣经的道理。
Thank God, let us gather for service tonight and learn the word of God.
晚上继续跟大家来学习真受割礼的。
Tonight, let us continue studying the topic, the truly circumcised.
割礼就是神跟选民立约的一个证据。
Circumcision is a proof of the covenant that God established with His chosen people.
旧约的割礼是按照律法的规定。
The circumcision that belongs to the Old Testament was according to the statute of the law.
那是属于肉体的割礼。
That is to say, it is physical, belongs to the flesh.
在旧约按照律法，如果不受割礼啊，就不是属神的百姓。
According to the law of the Old Testament, those who were not circumcised were not God's people.
虽然是以色列人，但是如果没有受割礼啊，那就要从民众出去。
They could even be Israelites, but if they were not circumcised, they would be cut off from the people.
如果说外邦人他们愿意来接受这个律法的割礼啊，他们也会成为神的选民。
If Gentiles were willing to accept the law and its statutes and receive circumcision, they would also become chosen people of God.
所以说这个割礼肉体啊，律法呢是属肉体的条例。
Therefore, circumcision is of the law; it belongs to the flesh.
一旦受了割礼啊，他们就要遵守摩西的律法。
After the Jewish people received circumcision, they were meant to keep the Mosaic law.
那摩西的律法目的就是要让受割礼的选民呢，成为圣洁的国民。
The purpose of the Mosaic laws was to make the people a holy nation.
因为律法上规定啊，就是要百姓啊不犯罪。
For the scriptures and the law prescribe that the people are not to sin.
而且呢，在生活上呢，按照神的规定，哪些不能做，哪些不能吃，哪些要做哪些洁净的事情。
And moreover, according to God's regulation, what was unclean was clean, what could be eaten, what should be done, what should not be done.
那这些是外邦人所没有的。
All these things were things that the Gentiles lacked.
所以犹太人呢，你看到主耶稣来的时候啊，那些文士、法利赛人看到门徒啊没有洗手吃饭呢，他们就说啊，怎么没有洗手吃饭呢？不干净啊。
This is the reason for which when Jesus came to earth, the scribes and Pharisees pointed out that the disciples of Jesus Christ did not wash their hands before eating and reprimanded them, saying they were unclean.
所以当时这个以色列人呢，非常重视这个洁净。
The Israelites place quite an amount of emphasis on cleanliness.
拜神要洁净，生活上也要洁净。
Cleanliness is required in our daily lives and worshiping God, they said.
可是呢，他们只是重视外表的这个洁净。
However, they only looked onto the clean appearance.
所以主耶稣说呢，你们这个好像粉饰的这种坟墓，外面装得很漂亮，但是里面是肮脏的。
Jesus then called them whitewashed tombs, who were adorned outwardly, but inside they were very filthy.
因为律法规定的都是外表的。行为上的这些事情
，The law regulates things that are concerned with things that are outward of the appearance。
那么他们所说的这个割礼啊，只是在肉体上一个记号而已，对于实际的这种生活形式、为人上没有实质的功效。
The circumcision that the Jews received in the Old Testament was an outward mark in the body that had no effect in their carrying out their lives。
所以说，他们还是没有办法遵守神的律法。
And because of that, they were so unable to keep God's laws.
不过呢，律法是指向一个目标。
But the law points but to one direction.
要怎么样才能达成律法的要求
？Namely, how to achieve the requirements of the law.
以色列人在旧约的时候，他们只知道说，这个在人是不能的，但是在神凡事都能。
In the Old Testament, the Jews already knew that what is impossible to man is possible with God.
所以到主耶稣来那个段时间呢，他们就一直期待的弥赛亚来这样。
So even during Jesus' time, the Jews were hoping for the arrival of a Messiah.
那弥赛亚来的时候，要成就旧约圣经里头先知所预言的就是他们所盼望的。
who at his coming would realize all the things recorded in the Old Testament, which were what the Israelites hoped for. This is also God's promise.
所以说旧约的割礼啊, 就是一个肉体上的记号, 并且呢, 给他们一个, 成为圣洁的一个目标而已。
In this way, the circumcision of the Old Testament is only an outward mark. It's only a target for the cleanness they were meant to achieve.
好，那要到主耶稣来成全这个事情。
When Jesus came, this matter truly was fulfilled.
让我们真的成为一个圣洁的国民。
Allowing us to truly become a truly nation in Him.
就是真割礼了。
And this is true circumcision.
所以保罗我们他学习过，就保罗说这个。 真割礼啊，是心灵的，是属灵的。
Like in our previous studies, Paul mentioned that true circumcision is spiritual; it is of the heart.
好像这种属灵的割礼啊，才有实际的功效。Only
this spiritual circumcision has an actual effect.
啊，使我们脱离这个肉体的情欲。Leading
us to escape the desires of the flesh.
使我们真正能够脱离这些罪恶的事情。Making
us forego the things that are sinful.
这个就靠主耶稣基督的救恩。
And this is only by the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以保罗说，我们今天领受的这个割礼啊，是基督的割礼。
Paul therefore says the circumcision we have received is the circumcision of Christ.
不是律法的割礼。
It is not the circumcision of the law.
是基督的割礼。
It is the circumcision of Christ.
基督的割礼是属灵的割礼。 它才有真正的功效。
The circumcision of Christ is a useful and effective because it is spiritual.
可以使我们脱离肉体的情欲。
Which allows us to escape the lust of the flesh.
可以使我们真正成为啊, 一个圣洁的国民。
Which enables us to become a holy nation.
这个是我们所了解的。
And this is as far as understanding goes.
那接下来我们要谈到的是, 这个真受割礼的, 我们怎么样来拜神?
What we'll discuss next is how we, the truly circumcised, should worship God.
旧约呢, 他们那种割礼啊, 就是要按照律法的献祭来拜神。
The circumcision of the Old Testament dictated that people would offer sacrifices as a method of worshiping God.
那今天呢, 我们这个真受割礼的呢, 就不需要按律法的方式来拜神。
Nowadays, today we have no need to worship God through sacrifices and the law.
按照圣灵的样式来拜神。
But rather, we should worship in the pattern and manner of the Holy Spirit.
我们看罗马书。
Let us turn to the book of Romans.
看罗马书。
Romans.
第七章。
Chapter 7.
罗马书第七章。
Romans chapter 7.
第七章第六节。
Chapter 7 verse 6.
罗马书第七章第六节。Romans
chapter 7 verse 6.
说我们既然在捆绑我们的律法上死了，现今就脱离了律法，叫我们服侍主啊，要按着圣灵的新样，不按着遗文的旧样。But
now we have been delivered from the law, having died to what we were held, so that we should serve in the newness of the spirit and not in the oldness of the letter.
这个就是主耶稣已经 替我们死。
Jesus Christ already died for us.
他就是就救我们脱离了这个律法的捆绑。
So he freed us from the bondage of the law.
那我们在受洗的时候与基督同死同埋葬。
When we were baptized, we died and we were buried with Christ.
他就脱离了这个律法的捆绑。
And this way we were delivered from the bondage of the law.
那叫我们服侍主啊。 要按照圣灵的心意。Telling
us that if we serve the Lord, we should do so according to the newness of the Spirit.
就不需要再按照这个律法遗文的这种旧约的样式。No
longer having to serve in the manner of the oldness of the letter of the Old Testament.
所以说今天呢, 我们要按照圣灵的心意来侍奉主。Therefore
today, let us serve the Lord according to the newness of the Spirit.
那今天我们的侍奉主啊, 敬拜神啊, 就是
Our service and our worship to God today is our prayer.
主耶稣说我们要用圣灵和真理啊来拜天父。
Jesus tells us to worship in spirit and in truth.
那天父喜欢这样的人拜他。
For the Father pleases for such people to worship Him.
旧约的方式啊，只是一个过渡时期。
The method of the autism was only a transition.
一直到耶稣来的时候就结束了。
And when Jesus came, that transition came to an end.
所以以后信主耶稣的人呢，就会用圣灵和真理啊来拜神了。
Because of this, the believers that came later would worship in spirit and in truth.
我们现在看腓立比书第三章。
Let us turn to Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter
3. 第三章第三节。
Chapter 3, verse 3.
腓立比书第三章第三节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 3。
因为啊，真受割礼的，乃是我们这个以神的灵敬拜，在基督耶稣里夸口啊，不靠着肉体的。
For we are the circumcision who worship God in the Spirit, rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh。
这里说真受割礼的，乃是以神的灵敬拜。
We the truly circumcised worship according to the Spirit.
今天我们是领受的割礼啊，是真割礼。
We are the circumcision, the true circumcision.
凡是领受真割礼的人呢，他就会以神的灵来敬拜。
Those who have received true circumcision worship God in spirit.
因为呢，神会赐给他们圣灵。
For God grants them the Holy Spirit.
所以使徒行传第二章那里呀、啊，彼得这样说。
In Acts chapter 2, Peter says,
我说你们个人要悔改呀、啊，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得到赦免。
Repent each of you and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that your sins may be forgiven.
就必领受所赐的圣灵。
And you shall receive the promise of the Holy Spirit.
所以神应许这些真受割礼的要领受所赐的圣灵。
To those who are truly circumcised, God promises the Holy Spirit.
那我们就能够以神的灵来敬拜神。
And now, today, we can worship in the Spirit of God.
如果没有领受真割礼
without receiving this true circumcision,
像这个使徒行传十九章那些以弗所的开始的那些最起初的那些信徒
and just as mentioned in Acts 19, the believers in Ephesus in the early church,
他们还没有领受真割礼。
Who had not received true circumcision.
所以他们没有办法领受神所赐的圣灵。
And hence, they did not receive the Holy Spirit that God promised.
我说当保罗到以弗所的地方去问他们说，你们信的时候有没有受圣灵？
When Paul reached Ephesus and asked them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?
他们说没有，也没有听说过。
They say, no, nor have we heard about it.
所以保罗就问他，那你们受的是什么洗啊？
Next, Paul asked them, in what baptism were you baptized?
他们说是约翰的洗。
And they say, in John's baptism.
约翰的洗是有悔改的功效，但是没有赦罪的功效。
John's baptism had the effect of repentance, but not of forgiveness of sins.
所以这种洗礼啊，还不算是真割礼。
And this baptism, therefore, does not count as true circumcision.
要接受啊，这个赦罪的洗礼啊，才是真割礼。
The baptism for the remission of sins is the true circumcision.
这个是主耶稣使我们脱去啊，这个肉体的情欲。
And this is how Jesus freed us from the lust of the flesh.
也就是说脱离了罪的束缚。
That is to say, he broke our bondage to sin.
那这样的人呢，神就应许啊，赐圣灵给他。
It is to these people that God promises the Holy Spirit.
他领受圣灵啊，做什么呢？
And why would these people receive the Holy Spirit for?
要敬拜神。
It is to worship God.
一定要借着这个神的灵来敬拜神。
It is through God's Spirit that we must worship God.
这个才是神所喜悦的。
Because that is what God rejoices upon.
如果没有神的灵来替我们祷告
，with the absence of God's Spirit praying in our behalf,
我们就不知道怎么来祷告敬拜神。
We would not know how to worship and pray to God.
我们人是不会的。
We as humans do not know the method.
旧约的时候呢，他们按照律法的规定，在圣殿敬拜神。
In the Old Testament, according to the regulation of the law, people worship in the temple.
那今天我们没有了，没有这些了。
But today we don't have these things anymore.
那怎么办
？So what should we do？
所以神就应许圣灵给我们。
And God promised the Holy Spirit to us as a solution.
让我们靠着这个圣灵啊来敬拜神。
So that we can worship Him, relying on the Holy Spirit.
我们看这个罗马书。
Let us turn to the book of Romans.
看罗马书
Romans
罗马书第八章
Romans chapter 8
罗马书第八章二十六节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 26。
二十六节。
26。
这里说，况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息啊，替我们祷告。
Likewise, the Spirit also helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered.
今天我们敬拜神就是祷告。
We worship God through prayer nowadays.
我们不必要像旧约说要献牛羊的祭。
We are unlike the Old Testament where there was a need to offer bulls and rams.
我们敬拜神就祷告就行了。
Our worship can consist on prayer and nothing else.
可是要怎么祷告我们不会啊。
But the question is that we do not know how to pray.
祷告讲些什么东西啊。
What should we mention in our prayers?
我们不懂啊。
We do not know the answer to this.
所以圣灵来替我们祷告。
So the Spirit prays on our behalf.
所以神应许呢，圣灵是给这些遵守割礼的人啊，就是要让他们借着圣灵啊，来祷告敬拜神。
God promises the Holy Spirit to those who are truly circumcised, so they can pray and worship God through the Holy Spirit.
如果遵守割礼的人，一定会领受圣灵。
The truly circumcised will receive the Holy Spirit.
今天我们真耶稣教会啊，就是这一个，感谢神，这个是最宝贵的。
The True Jesus Church is an instance of this, and we thank God because it's a precious gift.
一般的教会，基督教会啊，是有些很热心的，是他们很热心。
Ordinary churches, ordinary Christians are very zealous indeed.
像一些基督徒啊，天主教徒，有些都很虔诚的。
Some Christians, some Catholics are very devout.
但是他们都用人自己的方式在拜神。
But they worship God in human crafted methods.
他们还没有领受这个真割礼。
Because they do not receive true circumcision.
像以弗所那些信徒一样，都还没有办法领受这个。
As the believers in Ephesus back then, they did not receive the Holy Spirit.
所以他们拜神呢，还是要凭着自己的方式。
Therefore, they worship God according to their own manner.
都是人自己想的。
It is ways invented by humans.
那种拜神的方式。
When we consider this method of worshiping God,
那就不是天父所要的了。
We can notice that they are not what the Father requires.
天父所要是要我们用神的灵来敬拜他。
But our Heavenly Father requests of us to worship with His Spirit.
就是圣灵的敬拜。
That is to say, worship in the Holy Spirit.
为什么天父喜欢圣灵的敬拜？
Why is it that the Father is pleased when we worship with the Holy Spirit?
看二十七节。
Let us see verse 27.
说监察人心的晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。
Now he who searches the hearts know what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God.
这个圣灵用说不出来的叹息啊，来替我们祷告。
The Holy Spirit prays for us with unutterable groanings.
这个说不出来的叹息，意思就是说我们人听不懂。
And what this means is that we cannot understand with our reason.
可是呢？神听懂了。
However, God does understand.
监察人心的天父啊，他晓得圣灵的意思。
The Father who searches the hearts of all understands the mind of the Holy Spirit.
所以今天圣灵替我们祷告的时候，我们虽然听不懂，没有关系。
So when the Holy Spirit intercedes for nowadays, it does not matter that we do not understand.
天父听懂了。
The Father understands.
为什么？
How?
说因为圣灵他是按照神的旨意在替圣徒祈求。
Now this verse says the Spirit prays according to the will of the Father.
那我们就了解为什么天父喜欢人这样来敬拜他。
So now we understand why the Father rejoices when people worship him in this manner.
按照神的旨意。
The answer is because it is according to the will of God.
今天我们要敬拜神、服侍神，一定要按照神的旨意。
If we desire to worship God or to serve God, we must do so according to God's will.
才能得到神的喜悦。
For that is the only manner of pleasing God.
好像最初啊，该隐跟亚伯两个人献祭拜神。
As an example, in the early days when Cain and Abel offered to God,
该隐神就不喜欢了。
And God was not pleased with Cain's offering.
该隐也是很虔诚的拜神。
Cain actually worshipped in a very devout manner as well.
他是种田的。
He labored the land.
他拿自己劳力种来的就是成果啊， 献给神。
So he took the fruit of the land, which is the fruit of his labor, and offered it unto God.
在人来看，这个是最好的。
In men's eyes, this is what is best.
但神不喜欢。
But God was not well pleased.
因为不合乎神的旨意。
Because it was not according to God's will.
神的旨意是要人献牺牲，就是流血这个羊啊，要献祭，一定要流血。
God's will is for men to offer sacrifices consisting of the shedding of the blood of bulls and rams.
那么人才能到神面前来。
And only in that way are men allowed to come before God.
那亚伯呢？他就按照神的旨意献祭。
Abel chose to sacrifice according to God's will.
所以他献献上这个羊。
So he sacrificed there for the sheep.
按照神的旨意献上。
According to God's own will.
神就喜欢。
And God rejoiced.
神悦纳亚伯跟他所献的礼物。
He accepted Abel and his sacrifice.
那就看不中这个该隐跟他所献的礼物。
But in turn, he despised Cain's sacrifice.
那你看该隐就很生气哦。
So Cain, therefore, was not pleased.
我这么虔诚，你为什么不喜欢？
I offer this with out of my own heart. Why is it that you do not accept it?
这是我劳力所得来的最好的，我献给你，你也不喜欢。
This is the prime result and fruit of my labor. Why are you not accepting of it?
他很生气。
And he became furious.
为什么？
Why?
神的旨意。
The matter is God's will.
所以圣经啊，希伯来书那里说啊，亚伯献的比该隐更美。
The book of Hebrews tells us that what Abel offered was a better sacrifice than Cain's.
因为他是因信按照神的旨意献祭的。
Because he offered by faith and according to God's will.
信就是说按照神的旨意。
Faith means to abide by God's will.
没有自己的意思。
To have no will of one own.
但是该隐他不是因信献祭。
But Cain did not offer by faith.
他没有去想到神的意思。
He did not consider God's will.
他只想自己的意思。
He only took it upon his own will.
我要拿什么来献给神最好。
What is the best, according to my own opinion, to offer to God?
这个是我认为最好的。
This is what I consider to be the best.
可惜啊，神看不好。
Unfortunately, God did not agree so.
人的意思跟神的意思差很远的。
For God's will and man's will are very far apart indeed.
所以今天我要拜神呢，一定不能按照自己的意思。
Therefore, if we want to worship God nowadays, we cannot use our own human methods.
一定要按照神的意思。
But rather, only God's own will.
如果按照人的意思。
If we worship according to human will.
就会像彼得有一次啊，被主耶稣赶撒旦。
Then what happens is similar to Peter when Jesus cast out a demon from him.
为什么主耶稣说撒旦退我后面去？
Why did Jesus tell Satan get behind me?
所以因为你只体贴人的意思，不体贴神的意思。
Jesus said, "For you consider a man's will and not God's will."
那我们知道啊，人的意思往往啊会从撒旦来的。
Telling us that many times man's will comes from Satan.
跟神的意思刚相反的。
It is squarely opposed to God's will.
所以神不喜欢。
So God was not well pleased.
今天呢，我们不晓得神的意思是怎么样。
Today we might not know what God's will is.
我要怎么祷告才合乎神的意思
？How should I pray in order to be according to God's will?
我要怎么样来服侍神才是合乎神的意思
？In what manner shall I serve to be in line with God's will?
我们软弱，我们不懂啊。
We are weaker, we do not understand.
没有关系，神知道我们软弱。
But it matters not, for God knows that we are weak.
我是圣灵给你就解决了。
And God says, I shall keep the Holy Spirit, and this will be the end of the matter.
你就靠着这个圣灵来替你祷告就好。
Rely on the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit shall pray for you.
因为他是按照神的旨意来替我们圣徒祈求。
For the Holy Spirit prays for the saints according to the will of God.
所以今天我们很幸福啊。
Today, indeed, we are blessed.
我们有圣灵代替我们祷告。
We have the Holy Spirit praying on our behalf.
是神所喜欢的。
And this is what God likes.
一般基督徒没有。
Ordinary Christians do not have this gift.
我觉得他们是很可怜的。
And I feel that they are unfortunate because of this. They truly put their hearts into it.
比我们更用心的。
And they apply themselves more than we do.
好像该隐那样。
just as Cain might have done in the
past.
He labored the land with the sweating of his brow. And when he had some fruit to show for, he offered it to God, but God did not rejoice upon it. How unfortunate is that? Today we offer a sacrifice through faith. We offer according to God's will. Because we believe that we have received true circumcision. Like Jesus said, we accept the gospel and receive baptism. According to what the Bible says. This is word of the truth.
我们相信了,
we have believed then and we have received baptism of regeneration.
很多人说,
many people question the need to go to a living or open water such as seas or rivers to baptize. And they say, isn't a pool more convenient?
有些在会堂里头就弄一个池子来洗礼，很方便啊。
Some churches dig their own pools in their own chapels, and there they baptize. It is convenient.
冬天温水啊, 夏天就冷水。
And they have a water adjusted temperature, be it summer or winter.
不是更好吗?
Isn't that better?
在人想,没有错, 这个都是很好的。
In man's opinion, yes, all of this is better.
但是神的意思不是这样。
But God's will does not follow this logic.
一定要到那个活水的
Baptism must be performed where there is living fountain, living water.
而且洗礼的时候要奉主耶稣的名洗礼。
Moreover, baptism must be performed in the name of Jesus Christ.
要在耶稣死的形状上与他联合。
The person being baptized needs to be joined to Christ in the manner of his death.
这样才会产生赦罪的功效。
And this is the way in which the effect of the remission of sins is generated.
这个就正式隔离。And
this is true circumcision.
所以我们就因信, 我们就按照这样去做。
By faith, we do thusly.
我们没有人的意思。
And there is no human will mingled within.
但是呢, 因为, 后来这个教会就改变了, 用人的意思改变了, 起初啊, 这个使徒时代那种洗礼的方式。
Because the church changed the will of God in the apostolic times, the way of baptism also changed.
所以他们虽然受洗了，但是不算为真割礼。
Although these people are baptized in the appearance, they are not truly circumcised.
他们很重视悔改。
They emphasize the notion of repentance.
对，没错，这个是约翰的洗。
And that is not against, for example, the baptism of John.
所以只是悔改的洗礼,
but that baptism is only for repentance. It does not forgive any sins. And as a result, one is unable to receive the promise of the Holy Spirit.
因此他们拜神祷告啊,
therefore, when these people pray or worship, they do so according to their own will.
今天呢,
but today, we do not need to follow that pattern.
我们信的时候受洗起来,
after we believe, after we are baptized, we can plead for the Holy Spirit.
那么神,
and the promise of the Holy Spirit the Father gave us shall be granted to those who are His sons and daughters.
当我们领受圣灵之后,
when we receive the Holy Spirit, we pray by the Holy Spirit.
按照神的旨意替我们祷告祈求。
The Holy Spirit then intercedes and pleads for us according to God's will.
所以今天呢, 感谢神啊, 我们很有福气啊。
Therefore, thank God we are blessed.
今天我们能够靠着圣灵啊, 来祷告敬拜神。
Today we can pray rely on the Holy Spirit and worship rely on the Holy Spirit.
那我们现在, 看这个以弗所书第六章。
Let us now turn to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6.
以弗所书第六章啊, 保罗就勉励我们了。In
Ephesians chapter 6, Paul makes an encouragement towards us.
勉励我们要按照靠着圣灵，随时多方祷告祈求。He
encourages us to pray at all times and in all places by the Holy Spirit.
18节哦,
Verse 18.
说靠着圣灵啊，随时多方祷告祈求。
praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit.
并且要在此紧紧不住为众圣徒祈求。
Being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints.
圣灵就是按照神的旨意为众圣徒祈求。
The Holy Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God.
所以今天我们要跟圣灵来配合。
Today we must then be coordinated with the Spirit.
靠着圣灵，随时都往祷告祈求。
By the Holy Spirit, we pray always.
并且要坚信不倦的祷告祈求。
And we pray with perseverance and unceasingly.
今天我们一定要懂得靠着圣灵啊，这样来坚信不倦的祷告祈求。
We must understand that the importance of praying with perseverance and watchfully in the Holy Spirit.
那随时随地啊，都要懂得。靠着圣灵来祷告祈求。
Anytime, anywhere, let us pray by the Spirit and in the Spirit.
啊，这个就是神所喜悦的。
For God rejoices in this.
所以今天我们真受割礼的，很有福气的。
Therefore, we the truly circumcised are blessed.
圣灵啊，代替我们祷告。
The Spirit prays on our behalf.
我们要懂得这样靠着圣灵来祷告。
Let us know then the importance of praying in the Holy Spirit.
啊，然后保罗又说啊。说我们这个真受割礼的、啊、以神的灵敬拜。
Paul continues to say that we who receive the Holy Spirit worship in the Spirit.
在基督里面呢、啊，啊，不凭着肉体夸口。
In Christ, we do not boast on the flesh.
旧约的话，因为他们是按照律法来拜神。
In the Old Testament, people worship according to the law.
旧约律法呢，他就靠看肉体，都是属于肉体的。
The law, the Old Testament, looked upon the flesh.
都是凭着肉体夸口。
And all boasting was based on the flesh.
肉体的意思就是行为了。
And the meaning of flesh in this context is deeds.
所以文士法利赛人为什么觉得他们是最好像是最圣洁的？
Why did the scribes and Pharisees consider themselves to be the holiest?
其他的百姓，其他的那些人都是罪人，都是这个。像税吏一样。
But they consider the remainder of the people to be sinners like tax collectors.
所以他们很瞧不起这些人。
The scribes and Pharisees look down upon these kind of people.
他认为他们是圣洁的，其他人都是不洁的。
They consider themselves to be clean and all others to be unclean.
所以他们很夸口说我们这个是圣洁的。
So they boasted greatly about their holiness.
他看到主耶稣跟那些税吏啊。罪人吃饭了，就一直在那里批评论断。
When they saw Jesus eating with sinners, scribes and Pharisees, then they criticized him.
耶稣他是罪人的朋友。
They judge him to be the friend of sinners.
很瞧不起耶稣。
So they looked down and despised on him.
这个就是肉体夸口。
This is the boasting on the flesh.
他们看到外表，哎呀。没有外貌，主耶稣拿撒勒人，那能出什么好的
？They only thought about the appearance. They said, "Nazareth, what good can come out of Nazareth?"
所以在律法的这种时代里头啊，大家很重视这个外貌外表。
In the times of the law, the Old Testament people put a great deal of emphasis on our appearance.
好，那重视到最后啊，就形成了文士法利赛人假冒为善。
With undue emphasis on the appearance, then came the hypocrisy of scribes and Pharisees.
外表啊，哦，装得非常好，非常完美。
Outwardly, they were very adorned and seemed very perfect.
甚至内心呢，根本跟神的旨意是违背的。
But in their hearts, what they had was against the will of God.
神看我们内心是不是真的敬畏神来遵守。
When God looks into our hearts, He wants to see whether we are sincere and honest and abide by His teachings.
神不是看外貌。
God does not look at the appearance.
所以主耶稣来的时候
，Therefore, when Jesus came,
这个是让我们接受了这个属灵的割礼。
It allowed us to receive true circumcision.
让我们从心里头啊来遵行神的旨意。
It allowed us to fulfill God's will from the heart.
所以圣灵按照神的旨意替我们祷告祈求。
The Holy Spirit then intercedes for us according to God's will.
那也就是说，要我们从心里头啊来遵行神的旨意。
In other words, it allows us to carry out God's will from the heart.
这个才是神所喜悦。
Because this is what God is pleased with.
所以遵守割礼的人
it is the truly circumcised.
所以靠着圣灵啊，来遵守神的旨意。
Let us abide by God's will by the Holy Spirit.
这个是神所喜悦的。
This is what God rejoices upon.
不是靠着肉体啊。
not by the flesh,
对，是靠着圣灵。
But by the Spirit shall it be.
我们看加拉太书。
Let us turn to the book of Galatians.
加拉太书。
Galatians.
加拉太书第五章。
Galatians chapter 5.
加拉太书第五章
Galatians chapter 5
看十六节
Let us see verse 16
十六节
16
我说啊你们当顺着圣灵而行就不放纵肉体的情欲了
I said that walk in the spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh
因为这个情欲跟圣灵相争
For the flesh lusts against the spirit
圣灵跟情和情欲相争
And the spirit against the flesh
这两个是彼此相敌对的
and these are contrary to one another.
是你们不能做所愿意做的
so that you do not do the things that you wish.
但你们若被圣灵引导，就不再律法以下。
But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law.
这里就告诉我们。
This is what this passage tells us.
今天我们遵守割礼的人呢，神是赐圣灵来住在我们里面。
God gives us the truly circumcised.His spirit so that it can dwell within us.
那第一啊，就是让我们以神的灵来祷告敬拜神。
This is firstly so that we can worship and pray to God according to the spirit.
那第二呢，就是要让我们靠着这个圣灵啊，来跟情欲相争。
Secondly, so that rely on the Holy Spirit, we can oppose the lust of the flesh.
来胜过这个情欲。
And also overcome it.
因为这个两个是互相为敌。
For these two are against each other.
那没有领受圣灵的人呢？
Those who have not received the Holy Spirit
就没有圣灵来跟情欲相争了
do not have the Spirit to battle the flesh for them.
那就没有办法对付他嘛
And then there is no way to oppose the flesh.
为什么旧约的人没有办法遵守摩西的律法
Why is it that in the Old Testament people are unable to follow Moses' law?
因为他们没有圣灵来跟他敌对
It is because they didn't have the Holy Spirit to oppose the power of sin.
战胜他
In order to conquer it.
所以当情欲发动的时候，就没办法了。
So when the lust is aroused, there is nothing one can do.
你看大卫不是最有信心的吗
If you think about David, didn't he have great faith?
他也胜不过啊。
But he neither could overcome the power of sin.
当他这个眼目的情欲啊，然后就动了这个肉体的情欲的时候，他禁不住啊，他胜不过。
When the eyes of the flesh caused his desire of the flesh to be aroused, he could not overcome it.
如果他在今天的话有圣灵，那就没问题。
If he lived in the New Testament like us and he had the Holy Spirit, then it wouldn't be a problem.
就可以靠着圣灵祷告，就胜过这个情欲。
Because by the prayer in the Spirit, the lust of the flesh is defeated.
就不至于去犯下这个罪。
And therefore, there is no place given to the possibility of sinning.
所以说，没有圣灵的人呢。真的很难胜过这个情欲。
Those who don't have the Holy Spirit, will have a hard time overcoming the lust of the flesh.
那今天我们这个遵守割礼的，有圣灵住在我们里面。
Today we are the truly circumcised, and the Spirit dwells within us.
我们能靠着圣灵的胜过情欲。
Therefore, by the Spirit, we can overcome the flesh.
我们就不会顺从情欲就犯罪。
And we will not sin because of our desires.
那顺从情欲犯什么罪？
If we follow our desires, what sort of sins shall we commit?
看这个十九节。
Let us see verse 19.
做情欲的事情啊，都是显而易见的。
Now the works of the flesh are evident.
就好像奸淫啊、污秽啊、邪荡。
Which are adultery, fornication, lewdness.
拜偶像、邪术啊。
Idolatry, sorcery.
还有仇恨啊、争竞啊、记恨啊、恼怒啊。
Hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath,
要结党纷争异端呢
selfish ambitions and dissensions, heresies,
哎，嫉妒了，醉酒方宴
envy, drunkenness, revelries,
这些都是情欲的事情
All of these are things pertaining to the flesh.
如果我们有圣灵可以胜过它
if we possess the Holy Spirit to overcome these,
我们就不会再去做这些事情
then we shall no longer go into doing these things.
就是有时候软弱的时候啊，也会有这样的。肉体的这种事情跑出来。
But sometimes in our weakness, these things of the flesh overcome us and become evident.
但是我们有圣灵可以对付它。
Yet we have the Holy Spirit to oppose them.
我们又可以把它除掉。
So we can eradicate them.
我们不会被它牵着走。
And we shall not be led astray by them.
我们会靠圣灵来跟它作战。
On the contrary, we will choose to battle them with the Spirit.
来胜过它。
And we will overcome them in this manner.
这样我们就不会一直被这个这些情欲的事情啊，给 给拉着走。
In this way, we will not be led by these things that belong to the flesh.
因为这样下去的话，就不能承受神的国了。
Because if we do so, we shall not. If we follow these things, we shall not inherit God's kingdom.
所以圣灵在我们里头啊，就是要使我们得到更新。
The Holy Spirit dwells within us so that we can be renewed.
来脱离这些情欲来的败坏。
And escape the corruption that comes from the lust of the flesh.
所以我们遵守割礼的人，有圣灵同在，一定要靠懂得靠圣灵。不断地来更新。
We who are the truly circumcised must renew ourselves constantly with the Holy Spirit.
然后呢，能够结出圣灵的果子来。
And then we must bear the fruit of the Spirit.
那这就圣灵的果子啊，二十二节就是圣灵在我们里头啊，结出来的果子。
The fruit of the Spirit recorded in verse 22 is the fruit born by the Spirit within us.
也就是说，我们被圣灵引导，顺圣灵而行的时候。
That is to say, this is what occurs when we follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit and walk in the Spirit.
就会结出这些果子来。
We bear this fruit.
好像仁爱、喜乐、和平。
Like love, joy, peace.
仁爱、恩慈、良善。
Long-suffering, kindness, goodness.
信实、温柔、节制。
And faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
这些是我们顺服圣灵的时候就结出来的果子。
This is the fruit that we bear when we follow the Spirit.
所以说今天呢，我们领受。神所赐给我们的圣灵。
Because of this, today we have received the Spirit granted by God.
这个是很重要。
And this is critical.
我们只要顺着圣灵而行。
As long as we walk by the Spirit,
就可以胜过情欲的事情。
Then we can overcome things pertaining to the flesh.
就会结出圣灵的果子。
We can then bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
那这样的话，就能够成就神所说的。
It is in this way that we can fulfill what God told us.
真正成为神的。属神的这个子民
，We can truly become God's own people，
显明出我们是神的儿女
，and manifest that we are His sons and daughters。
所以二十四节这里说
，Verse 24 therefore says，
凡属基督耶稣的人是已经把肉体，连肉体的邪情私欲都同钉在十字架上。
And those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires。
凡属耶稣基督的人。
Those who are Christ's,
就是正受割礼的人。
That is to say, those who are truly circumcised.
领受了圣灵，顺服圣灵的人。
Those who receive the Holy Spirit and follow the Holy Spirit.
所以已经胜过肉体和肉体当中的邪情私欲了。
It is them that have crucified the passions and desires.
把它钉在十字架上。
And they have nailed them to the cross.
得胜了。
They have overcome.
所以呢，二十五节告诉我。
Therefore, verse 25 tells us,
我们就是靠圣灵得生啊。
We live in the Spirit.
就当靠圣灵行事。
And therefore, let us also walk in the Spirit.
所以遵守割礼的人。
Those who are truly circumcised.
以神的灵来敬拜神。
Worship God according to God's Spirit.
今天就靠着圣灵来行事。
Today we walk by the Spirit.
胜过肉体的情欲。
We overcome the power of the flesh.
结出圣灵的果子。
And we bear the fruit of the Spirit.
享受神儿女的这种荣耀。
We enjoy the glory of the sons and daughters of God.
感谢神。
Thank God.
我们一起唱诗。
Let us sing him.
Hymn 225.
Hymn 225.